We got a special guest and the delight. This is his first goal in AFL footy. Let's have a listen to this, Bix. Jakey Lever. Oh, gets around one. Gets around two.
Jakey.
Finish it up, Jake. Finish it up.
Yeah!
What a kick, what a goal.
Look at him come in. Look at him come in.
He did the one step, the two step, then the bossing over. And Jakey Lever has kicked one of the goals today. Yeah, he certainly did. He's pretty happy too. So are the boys. Jakey Lever, well done, mate. Another good win and pretty excited when that ball went through.
Yeah, absolutely. Good to get the win, especially coming over the Perth. It's always a tough road trip. But, as you said, pretty happy with the first goal. We haven't had much time to talk about it. So, I'm sure we'll get to that later on.
We spoke to you this week, Jake. You said you were sniffing. You were sniffing and sniffing. Two pups, which is your trademark. Nah, well done. And again, all played well. We're trying to get the best players. I think, again, there was 12 different goal kickers. When the all played well flag goes up, Crows win.
Yeah, I think that's what we based our footy around this year, just playing consistent footy and everyone playing their role. And I think today was another example of that. It was just fantastic.
What was the adjustment you made at quarter time? Because it appeared in the first quarter, they had that spare back behind the ball and a lot of quick kicks in, went straight to, I think it was Maine at the time. Did you talk about that and any adjustments made from there?
Well, I think the first quarter was pretty hot out there, as in the intensity was right up. But probably just our kicking was letting us down a little bit, and we just tinkered that at quarter time. And I think the forward ability that could went up at us and really, forced Fremantle to fall back. It was fantastic. So I thought the forward, especially in that second quarter, really started that for us.
Yeah, Jake, I think you're right. I thought the intensity pretty well the whole day was up. They had a go. Sure, they're undermanned and they've only won three games. But one thing you know about Fremantle, they will have a dip.
Yeah, absolutely, mate. I think especially the first quarter, they were right up there. Pressure was hot. And we just had to adapt. Probably took us maybe a quarter to adapt, but I think once we did, it was fantastic, and we all played really well.
Tell us about the conditions out there, because it looked perfect from up here, but the sun was out, so there's a few players that lost the ball in the sun, and also look towards the end, there's a lot of guys look really tired. Did it just a bit of a shock to the system playing in the bright sunshine and the heat?
Yeah, I think it was a beautiful Perth day out there, and it was quite hot, and I think, especially with the sun, it was going down one end, you couldn't see the ball in the air, so I think it took a bit of time just to adapt to that, and also the hot weather. So it's been a bit hotter than what we've been playing in as Adelaide and both Melbourne, so it was good to come over, and I think the only problem was really that sun in our eyes.
Riley O'Brien had 12 possessions. He went toe-to-toe with Sandlers. I know he wasn't there in the second half, but he's an AFL player. I was wrapped with him today, and I'm sure your team would be as well, Big Rob.
Yeah, absolutely. Obviously, with Sauce going down, we always knew that Big Rob was ready. And he came out today, and he was unbelievable. He really gave it up to Sandy. I thought he got him on the ground level sort of stuff,
yeah,
where Rob was able to get a few touches. And I don't think it's possible to be standing in the ruck sometimes, especially with how big he is. But the big fella did fantastic today, and I thought he was absolutely amazing.
Jakey, I thought all the boys, the taller boys in defence, played well, but Rory Laird, he, the little fella, hardly makes a mistake. He's unbelievable and uncanny how he can find the footy.
Yeah, I think Laird is just such a great player. We love having him back there. I think he missed a few games this year, so I think when we missed him, we sort of missed that run and drive out of the back half. But today, I think for the last 3 or 4 weeks, he's had 30-plus touches. He's just such a damaging player, and we love playing with him because he's just so courageous as well.
And Jake, you have to rush now to get on a bus to get back on that plane, just quickly?
Oh, yeah, boys, I'm actually sitting on the bus right now, so we're already on our way. So we had to sing the song pretty quick. We had to have a quick shower, and then we're on the bus, and we've been on the bus for about 5 minutes on the way home. So it's definitely a short turnaround to get to the airport, but once we get in that way, we can relax and enjoy the win.
I heard not everybody had a shower, so it might be a bit smelly on that plane, Jake.
Yeah, no, we made sure everyone had a shower, especially Mitch McGovern. He's got shock and BO, so...
Oh!
Yeah, there you go.
Hey, Snake,
well done, young fella.
You got your first goal, mate. We called it. Congratulations, you ripper.
Thanks very much for having me, boys.